Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Boy, they sure come around fast. I keep saying that over and over. It's just amazing. But, you know, what else is amazing that we say a lot is you look out the window and the temperature is always the same. We never see snow or things like that.
No, we can't. We just have to drive about an hour and we can see snow during the winter. And we can surf in the winter also. So it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, that's true. We do about everything. So we got a lot of cool things with us. We got newmindnewbody.com, and we got Baby Boomer Boost, which I take in the morning. Keeps me going. And this stuff works, you know. You go to easywayhealth.com/Boomer Boost. Boomerboost.com. And then we got Coach the World platform. Three is enough. You know, Reith, I'll tell you, it takes time for the veggie stuff once in a while. And takes time to take your vitamins and all that, but it pays in the long run, you know. A little
exercise. Absolutely, because they say we're not getting any younger, but actually, sometimes you can.
You can. Well, you know, it's and the state of mind is important too. We can't think, oh, now we're 60, now we're 65, and then we envision this old person kind of shuffling along. But
yeah, that, absolutely, and that takes us up to our hot topic.
Hot topic time. And it's
okay,
ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
You know, everybody, the world has actually lost its mind. We have all kinds of headlines and just all kinds of things that are going on that are happening nowadays. So today, my hot topic is just keep safe and be aware. You really have to pay attention to your surroundings nowadays. When you go into a building, find out where the exit is. You never know. You might need to know. If you go on a boat, there was a horrible boat accident. If you go on a boat, you know you can't swim and you're on a small boat, even if the captain says you won't need a life vest, if you can't swim, say, excuse me, can I have one anyway? I'm afraid I can't swim. You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And just be aware, if somebody looks suspicious, if they're walking down the street in the middle of summer and they've got on a heavy trench coat and they're walking kind of funny, just be aware. I was driving down the street the other day. I hadn't quite come to the stop sign, but I saw a car kind of flip around, and I heard him gun his engine, and I stopped. I stopped way back from the stop sign, and I watched this guy just ram into this parked car. I don't know if it was road rage. I don't know what it was. And thank God he didn't come back around and just start ramming everybody. But you have to be aware of what's going on. So I was able to kind of watch him when he kind of got so that I thought I was out of harm's way. I skirted around. That's my word for today. Be aware, be safe, and pay attention to your surroundings. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Good advice, Reith. President Trump calling Russia interference with election a big hoax. Okay, this is a big deal if you follow any of this stuff, very big deal going on. Qualcomm and NXP deal faces the moment of truth with China, yes or no. The semiconductor industry's largest ever deal will be dead or done by midweek. Qualcomm is at 2-year wait for China to sign off on its $44 billion purchase of NXP semiconductor. Both companies operate the world's largest market for chips, and we're not talking potato here. Trump warns Iran to never, ever threaten U.S. again or suffer the consequences like the, of which throughout history the world has never seen, that has never suffered before. Iran president has told Trump that hostile policies towards Tehran could lead to the mother of all wars. He didn't take that threat too kindly. So I remember Saddam Hussein said the same thing. That didn't go well with him. But hopefully that'll all smooth out. Two passed away and 13 were injured in a Toronto shooting. The shooter passed away in an exchange of gunfire. A family of nine was on board the Missouri duck boat when it sank, and all the people survived. Everybody is okay. Hurricane season is here, and many Americans are still not insured. So it's a disaster when they find out all this damage and you're not insured. So we'll check up on that if you're in those areas. You have heard the giant area, like the size of Texas, is floating out there. It looks like a giant continent out there. It's just bottles floating, plastic bottles. Well, part of the debris or its own entity hit the Dominican Republic. They woke up with just massive areas and waves of bottles coming in. But there was one couple, they say it takes about 100 years for bottle breakdown, but there was a couple that's taking some of this ocean trash and turning it into prosthetics. Protesters in Nicaragua to remove Ortega continue, and it's turning violent. A flurry of tornadoes have hit central Iowa, causing a lot of damage in three of the cities. And there you go, Reith, some of the stuff. There's Starbucks is opening their first ever store for sign language. And a new study shows that expressing and receiving appreciation is healthy for us. How about that, Reith?
Absolutely. Makes you happy, makes you feel good, and makes others feel good.
Well,
everybody wants
it,
be appreciated.
Yeah, it makes people feel good. And, you know, a little thing can change the atmosphere. Appreciation for employees or somebody doing something good for you, it changes the environment. And, you know, I've always said you can rule the world with a smile. And, you know, Reith, I report some of this stuff, and as I read it, like I think one day I did the reports, and all I did was the top things. And the top 5 or 10 issues that I report on were all this bad stuff. So I had to pick and choose some of this because they can't just sit here and say all this negative stuff. So I try to pull in a little bit of good news there and keep
Absolutely.
Things happy on the Woman's Life.
We all need to hear something happy, and that brings us up to our first sponsor.
Commercial.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placements, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Yes, indeed.
EasyWay.
Yes, indeed. So we're we're rocking and rolling. You know, we've had so many interesting guests, and Retha and Jim have to pay attention to some of these people because, you know, we get some really interesting, informative, and useful information as far as retirement and health and all this stuff. And, you know, there are guests, and we're having the show on that, but when you stop and think, like, whoa, this is some good tips here. We got to, what do you call it, stop and smell the roses or something?
Absolutely.
And today, let's see if we have men who's out of town here. Dave Andrews, author. And he actually met Hiro Hito. No, I didn't actually meet him, but he was there at the time when he came out of his palace, Emperor of Japan. And it wasn't back in the 40s. But Dave's an author. He's writing a book, I think he's on a sixth section of the book, An English Slave. And Dave, you on with us? Let's see if we got him.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There he is.
I can hear you chuckle. I knew you were there.
Empires and Kingdoms, a six-piece novel. And the first one is An English Slave. And Dave went to Columbia University and multi-talented. He speaks, 100 languages, Dave, or not? No, I think he speaks Mandarin.
Well, I read about a half dozen languages. So,
yeah, there you go. Okay, well, that's right.
Yeah,
so he has Retha beat. She only does about five, right, Retha?
I barely can do English. But,
so Dave,
you do lots of English and lots of languages, and you're really a good writer, and I know your first book is already published.
Right, The English Slave, the first in the Empires and Kingdoms series, came out almost a year ago, July 31st, 2017. So it's been out a year in hardback. So
and it,
keep plugging away.
And what's it about? Give us a little information about what that's about.
Give us a brief.
Okay, the English Slave is about young Captain John Smith. And most of you in Southern California know Captain John Smith because of Pocahontas. So, but about 5 years before Pocahontas, after he became a captain, he was wounded in battle and left for dead on the battlefield in Eastern Europe. And then he was recovered by gypsies or pillagers and sold into slavery. The Ottoman Grand Vizier, the Ottoman Empire, if you remember that from history, bought him, the Grand Vizier, second in command of the Ottoman Empire, and sent him to Istanbul to his betrothed, he was engaged to Aisha, sister of the Sultan, that's Turkish. And then she can sell Captain John Smith back to his family and keep the money for herself. So that's the pretext of the five book initial series, Empires and Kingdoms, and talks about the Ottoman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, and a lot of kingdoms like France and England and Spain and a number of other kingdoms too. So that's
so let's turn the clock back a little bit. Some people think about being an author, they want to write a book. So it's not so easy because I've seen you go through some of the stuff. It takes a lot of time research. But let's go back to where Dave was sitting there. What was that certain point where you decided, you know, you were going to write a book? It was just something you had on your mind for a couple of years and you finally worked your way to it. And what made you pick that topic of all the things and all the history you could have wrote about?
The main thing that happened there is I was going through a kind of a difficult stage in my life. And so I read about this Captain John Smith, a story that's really unknown. It's based on his memoirs, and it's a true story. And he was, like, thrown overboard in a ship. He was in a shipwreck. He was wounded, left for dead on the battlefield. He was sold into slavery and hard slavery, and ended up, you know, going to Virginia and finding Virginia, and then almost killed when 300 Native Americans sentenced him to death. He had one shot on a, and there's only five of the five English soldiers with him. And so, you know, he was sentenced to death, ready to be killed within, you know, within a minute, and still survived. So it's basically, how do you survive or thrive when circumstances seem totally against you? And so,
so you kind of picked that situation because you were going through a difficult situation, and you could kind of relate a little bit. Is that kind of what drove you to John Smith? Because he weathered the storm, and you appreciated that, so you kind of went in that direction, right?
Right. It was like, okay, what's your excuse for not going forward? Because a lot of them, a lot of your excuses in life, baby boomers, millennials, whatever, is that I can't do this, you know? Or I'm basically grew up very positive, and so when it's like, what's my excuse basically at that time? And so I just started, you know, one Monday morning, bright and early, and just started writing. In 3 weeks, I knew after I had written 70 pages, I knew I had basically a blockbuster story. And so, and that was basically the outline of the 5-book series. And then I'm also working on a 6-book that I'm almost done with the 6-book, but and then we'll go back to that. Yeah. So these are full-length novels too, 400 pages each. So
okay.
Now, are these fictionalized or dramatized, or is it like just straight facts?
Well, what it is that I come up with my initial story and whatever it is, and then I end up. I rewrite a lot, and then I research, and I find that the actual history is much more interesting than what my limited mind can imagine. So, and then those are the real facts. The dialogue, obviously, we didn't have video recorders or even tape recorders from 400 years ago. So the dialogue is the fiction part, because that's all made up, and I take in different people, different characters, how they interact with each other, and that's the fiction part of it. So the facts are basically true.
All right, this is interesting. So for those readers, those people out there that, you know, kind of have aspirations to be an author, what kind of what are some of the road bumps that they may come to that may, you know, they may think, you know what, this is a little difficult, I don't think I'm going to do it. What do you think some of those bumps are, and how would they overcome them?
Well, I think the main bump is just getting started for most people, and questioning their own abilities. It's like, oh, I want to write a book. And so, you know, one in 100 of people that say, oh, I want to write a book, or this is my story, or it's great. And then they want to write memoirs on their lives. And to be frank, a lot of times the memoirs on your own life is not that interesting. So, you know, and some of them
To follow your dream. I mean, you have not just one, but you're working on like six. A lot of people just, you know, the light bulb goes down, but then it dims. They never follow their dream, and when it comes to the end of the road, you got those regrets. What would have happened if I would have, like Rita, you know, she got in the show business. If she decided not to do that, would she have the regrets of, well, I should have tried it. At least you did your books, and you have them. And now we're talking about possibly getting it on film someday. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to having this series, either Netflix or type thing, or HBO, or maybe Easy Way Broadcasting will end up producing it. That would be the best part. This is full feature film type stuff. Been around Hollywood enough over the last 20 years to know
and recognize when there's a great story. So if I can contribute, that'd be great.
So let's ask Aretha this question. Aretha, we got this dialogue here, and it's really interesting, true story and everything. You think it'd be easier to go the direction of a Hallmark television-type series or to go ahead and try to make a movie out of this?
It depends on how big of a budget it is. A lot of the period pieces are very expensive because of the sets and the costumes and the, you know, things that just aren't every day at your disposal, so they have to be created. So, yeah, I'd go for the big budget, you know, full film or mini series, something that they're going to spend the big bucks on.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you need the big star to play Captain John Smith. So,
this is a young Captain John Smith. When he was wounded, he was only 22 years old. So, somebody that is so, if this film is or series is done in 5-10 years from now, then that actor is probably only a teenager right now, 13, 14, 15. That's what I'm thinking. So,
and you do realize that's part of the thing with making big films. They are years in development. So you're absolutely right. Your star may be a preteen at this point.
Yeah.
It could very well be. And I write my books so that that, you know, a 12-year-old girl can read it, or, you know, it has some violence and stuff in there. But I'm not into getting too graphic to because I want the story so it has a mass appeal on it.
Well, Dave, where can people get your book? And if they want to contact you, are you on social? Find out what's going on with you.
As far as social media, my the biggest one that I have right now is the Empires and Kingdoms Facebook page. It's called Empires and Kingdoms because that's the series name is Empires and Kingdoms. And so I know that social media is important when you want to develop a film or a movie series or whatever. And so I've been working on that. I'm up to 49,000 likes on that over the past year. So the next goal is 100,000 likes so that I can get enough social media following for the series. So that's the first one. You can follow me, Gene Andrews. I use my middle name because there's a center for the New England Patriots that's named David Andrews. And so I don't want to be confused with somebody's 6'5", 280 pounds from Atlanta.
So, oh, my. So it's David Eugene Andrews.
So I use that. That's my Instagram. And so you can follow David Eugene Andrews on Instagram. Facebook page.
How do you get your hands on the book?
Oh, and the book is available, of course, through Amazon. And it's also available at Barnes & Noble. And so you put in Empires and Kingdoms, the English Slave, and just go to any Barnes & Noble and say, David Eugene Andrews did it. So I know there are about half the readers or maybe more than half the readers are Barnes & Noble customers or members. And so if you'd like to go that route, just go there or look at barnesandnoble.com, David Eugene Andrews, Empires and Kingdoms. And so you can read the reviews there. There's I've been fortunate enough to get some a number of 5-star reviews. So I think you'll be happy. You'll enjoy reading it.
I've always said reading the book is like watching a movie. I mean, it just comes to life. The verbiage that you use and everything. That's why I can envision it as a movie. And
thanks for joining us, David, because the book is amazing. And if anybody's interested in history, adventure, excitement, I think this is the book for you. But thanks again, David. It's always great talking to you.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good
great
one.
Great having you. Okay, thank you very much, Rita and Jim, and have a very good week.
You
all right,
too.
You too, Dave. Thanks for popping in. All right. See, Rita, you got to read this novel. You can't put it down, and that's the problem. It gets late, and, you know, it's like watching a good movie. History.
Well,
you know,
we're going to break for commercial, and then it's going to be time for Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EasyWay Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
And here we are again, and I've got two special guests this morning. My very wonderful husband, Jerry Pittman, and his wonderful son and my stepson, Calvin Calhoun. How are you?
Cedric, are you on board?
Yeah,
Cedric?
I'm right here, Dad.
Okay, let me tell you about Cedric. Cedric Calhoun is my son. He's a graduate of Morehouse University with honors, and he has coached at several universities, including just last year he was at Vanderbilt for 3 years, and before that he was at FIU in Miami, and he's also coached pros for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's this is his first year for the Rice Owls, and there are high expectations for this team. And Cedric, I'm looking at your schedule here, and in your third game, you're going to be in Honolulu, Hawaii, and you spent some time there as a kid, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. How many years did you live in Honolulu?
4 years.
Oh, 4 years. That's great, son. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Rice Owls have a pretty good record so far, but I was just getting used to your last team, the Vanderbilt team, and they were just turning the corner, becoming a very good team. And then you leave, and now you got another team. But that's what happens in sports. You play for a while, one good team, then you go to another team and try to keep it going. So what are your prospects for the Rice Owls this year?
Yeah, we have a
You know, we have a season group guys that played a lot of football. You know, there's always excitement at the beginning of the year, and it should be. We've worked hard during the spring, and the guys have had a really good summer, and you know, they're home. They are reporting back this week, and we actually start camp. So there's high expectations. Everybody's kind of recharging their battery, and then it's just time to work.
I'm a big football fan. I like the pros and college. Now you're calling today from San Antonio, Texas. Is that correct?
Yes,
Pops. Yeah, well, you know, San Antonio is a great town.
Sir.
I took my basic training there in the Air Force at San Antonio. Right. I haven't been there in years. But when do you go back to Houston?
I go back to Houston tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And I'm looking at you. Your first game here. Well, here's my notes. Your first game is on the 25th of August.
Yes.
Who's
Prairie View?
Right, Prairie View, and then you go to Houston, and then Hawaii, and I see later on in the season, you're going to be playing at a college where you once coached, the FIU. that should be interesting to go back to Miami. Huh? I know you like Miami.
That'd be
huh?
real fun. Yeah, I love Miami. That's where you and I met. Yeah, you know, but
You know, Cedric, when you were there, my husband was talking about that big house that you were staying at and the backyard that was there where the alligators could climb up and reach you.
we had a little canal in the back of our house and it went out to like this bay, and there were alligators out there.
And you were at the southern tip of Florida, almost on that road to Key West, too. I forget that highway that goes to Key West. So that was nice. I liked coming down there, and because I was raised down there in Florida. So.
Yeah, Jerry's from West Palm Beach.
Yeah, he knows that. He knows that. So, Cedric, what do you know about Prairie View? Team you're gonna play?
They are a really good school. You know, they're in the SWAC. I used to when I was at Alabama A&M. You know, they were definitely getting better. And then when I left Alabama A&M, they did win some SWAC. I think they won a SWAC championship, maybe like 2007, 2008, something like that. But they're a really good athletic, well coached team, and it's gonna be a great game. So we have to get ready.
Now, I notice a lot of these teams you're playing, you also played when you were with Vanderbilt, especially Southern Miss. They always have a tough team.
Southern Miss is really, 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 really good. I think that's our fifth game or something like that down at Hattiesburg.
Yeah, fourth game. It's your fourth game.
After we get back from Hawaii. Yeah, but you know, you got to take one week at a time. You know, you got
to
come apart.
That's what everybody
yes,
says.
Sir.
Let's take it one game at a time. They should just say that answer for every football player. Let's take it
yes,
one game
sir.
At a time. But, you know, that's what it is. Because you guys improve as you go along or you recede a little bit. It's a tough sport. But football
yes,
is my favorite sport. Of all the sports, baseball, basketball, it's always football. So.
You know, Jerry's got sports in his DNA, and I can see that the fruit did not fall far from the tree, because you certainly are excelling as a football coach. And I would like the audience to know that you also yourself were a football player with the Raiders. Can you tell us about that?
Well, he didn't go to the Raiders. He was about to go to the Raiders. He talked to Al Davis, but he had played I think he had been asked to come try out for the Raiders. Cedric, you can clear that up for me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was in. That was like 1996. I think Coach White was the head coach, and you know, it was after College Morehouse. I went to Springerville, Arizona, and we were doing Canadian football video game, and there was a coach there by the name of Tom Walsh, who was like my mentor, Mr. Idaho now, but. I was out there working for like 3 weeks with my, you know, with some. We were out there working he was like, hey, you are really good at this. And I was like a long snapper too in the defensive end. So from Arizona, I flew out to Houston. They were the Houston Oilers at the time, Jeff Fisher's first year. And I came out to L.A. When they were in El Segundo, and I was, tried out. They liked me in camp, but I got hurt. And then, I was just in L.A. But that was a really good experience. I knew I could always, do it. But, injury bug and all that stuff is just, things happen. And from that relationship with Coach Walsh, after that, he actually got me started in college football coaching at Idaho State in 1997. So, it was a good trip.
Well, tell me about your coach, Mike Bloomgren, because I don't know much about him. Did he ever play pro?
No, he just coaches. He's just a really good guy. From Stanford. I'm really, really excited about working with him. And, we're down here in San Antonio now, and we're just out here trying to meet a lot of these high school coaches and just network and just having a good time with a lot of, the state of Texas, football is so huge.
It's a religion now, man. It's a religion. I forgot to tell people that you're also a scout. You go in and scout players from high school to play college football. How's that going?
Yeah, Pop. Yeah, it's right now it's a dead period. So, which means they can't come on your campus, but it's about to start ramping up. It never really stops with like social media and graphic, all this type of stuff. So, it's a 365, 24/7 type deal in conjunction, coaching football and mentoring your own players. That's what it's all about, mentoring your players and make sure that these kids graduate.
Well, tell me this. We're going to move back a little bit. How do you think your old team, the Vanderbilt team, is going to do this year? Because I was just getting used to them. They got better each year. It seemed like this upcoming year, I think they're going to make some noise. What do you think about Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I really do too. I think Coach Mason's done a great job, and he depth now, and those kids have matured and gotten bigger, and the whole thing across the board is that Coach Mason's team has depth, and those guys have experience playing. Never take away the experience. So he has more depth than he's had there since he's probably been there. So I'm really, really excited to watch him now. And wishing them nothing but the best.
Well, tell me, do you think anybody can beat Alabama this year? They seem to win every year.
Pops, they put on their stuff like anybody else, man. You got to get past the helmet. I'm never scared of nobody, man, but they are a really good football team. They're really good.
Well, I noticed that all of your games this year on ESPN, and I'm going to be watching every last one of them.
And I can vouch for that.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Carmelita.
I'm a football widow when it comes to football season. I can just watch him go into his man cave, and I know he's happy. And as long as he's happy, I'm happy,
Yes,
listen, Cedric, I apparently got mixed up with the Raiders. I thought you had actually played for them, but I can tell one thing, they certainly had their eye on the right person. How tall are you?
I'm like 6'2 now, but back then I was like 245. I'm a little bit heavier than that right now.
Well, I wouldn't want to mess with you, I'll tell you. If I saw you coming on the field and I was a football player, I'd get out of your way. So anyway, it's great to hear you and your dad, dialoguing back and forth. And it's wonderful that you two are in each other's lives. Because there was a time when he didn't have a way to reach you, or if he did, it didn't happen until fairly recently. And now I've got a stepson. I've gained a son.
Yeah, he has.
I'm enjoying being around him too, whenever we get together.
I can tell. It's wonderful. It's beautiful to see you two together.
Yeah. Absolutely. But anyway, root for the right team this year, Carmelita.
I'll root for whoever you're rooting for.
The Rice Owl.
Okay.
There you go, Pops.
I'm trying to see what else we've got here.
All right, now, so we're getting ready to head out of here. I'm looking at the clock.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular, Cedric, that you would want the audience to know?
Just thank you. And, yes, I just met my father a few years ago and my mom, and it's been a blessing. And, you know, I always knew of him, and I'm just so glad that you guys are in my life and sharing this, you know, journey. And, and I'm really, really proud for what you guys do for your community back at home in L.A. And, you know, I think it's really, really positive what you guys do for our city. And God bless, and I love you, and just thank you for this opportunity.
Cedric, when are you going to be back in California again, Southern California?
Oh, I'll be back after the season. I'll probably be back. I might, if I can get out of here for a couple of days during the bye week, I would. Probably pops after the season, hopefully after a bowl game.
Okay. Well, I guess Jim and Aretha, I guess we can go back to Jim and Aretha now.
Yeah, we can. And before we end, I would like to give a shout out to Josephine. She did a fine job of raising you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mom, what's up, Mom?
Yeah, we got to give a shout out and her props.
Yeah. Is she on the line?
No, she's, I don't know. She is listening.
Oh, she's listening.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Josephine. How are you doing?
I told her when I met her, I said she did a fine job. She did all the work for me.
Yeah. I can't say that.
Okie doke. Take care, Cedric.
Well, you guys take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye. We love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what, we have such an array of interesting guests with us. And Aretha, on with us?
Yeah.
I just want to let you guys know that,
of Carmelita's family, personal story. We tell not only universal stories, but personal stories, too. That was great to hear about the reuniting of the family. But we do have another guest.
Well, yeah, and I want to let you know that my co-host, which I'm her co-host, is Aretha Gray, and Aretha was Betty White's co-star, if you remember Betty White. She was a star for I don't know how many years, from Off the Rocker. So we have a celebrity on as a host for you guys. And we have a guest coming on that we cut out a little special time here to give him a little extra time, because this gentleman is right up our alley. I mean, I'm telling you, you have no idea how serious this issue is. The only problem is there's only one. Now, here he is, Dr. Gregory Brown, because we need to take him and get him cloned, because this gentleman has hit the nail on the head. He's the inventor of New Mind, New Body, newmindnewbody.com, and he's tapped into the situation, guys, with health is really getting to epidemic proportions. And I'm going to share this with him when he gets on. I'm preaching to the choir here. So, Dr. Gregory Brown, are you on with us?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
There he is. Good morning. Good morning. And
good morning.
Our apologies for putting you off a little bit longer. We wanted to get you an open space on the show. This is Aretha Gray, Betty White's co-star Aretha Gray, Dr. Gregory Brown.
Hi.
Good morning.
And now, what should I call you, Dr. Gregory or Dr. Brown or Greg? How do you like to be called?
Oh, you can just call me Greg today. You're not my patient, so we're just having a wonderful conversation.
Okay, Greg, I'll tell you. You know, I don't have to tell you the seriousness, and we've had this on our show about it's not a pretty picture. I mean, I try to be positive, but we're looking at 1 in 3. Baby boomers are in the obese range, which opens the door to a gambit of health issues, of, you know, diabetes, heart conditions. It just goes on and on and on. And you're like taking this on with your new mind, new body. what kind of, let's go back with Gregory a little bit. What opened that door for you to say, hey, I'm going to put on a cape and help a little bit here? Because we're glad you did.
from age 16 into my late 40s, I battled weight myself. And every time I lost a few pounds on a diet, whatever diet I was trying or exercise, it would stay off for maybe a few weeks. And then I would see something that just called to me, and I would be off the diet and back to regular eating. And not only did that weight come back, but a little bit extra came back, what we kind of talk about as yo-yo dieting. And I just saw my weight go up, 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 and up. And finally, in 2010, when my wife and I got off of a cruise, I stepped on the scales and nearly had a heart attack just looking at the number. And such a shock, I realized I really had to do something, and I had to find a long-term solution instead of a short-term diet.
Well, you know, this is the thing, Greg. I'm kind of dumbfounded. Somebody works so hard, and I mean, I've seen this show on TV with the obese, I mean, talking really, 500-600 pounds, and the doctor takes their case. They work so hard to go from 250 or 350, whatever it is, down 100 pounds, 150. And this is not easy. They got to alter their whole diet. They got to change. They got to work hard, do a little exercise, you know, walking. I mean, they can't get out on a treadmill right away. But they work their way to the point where they're at the weight. They're taking this big, giant pair of pants or this huge dress, putting aside, and now they're kind of, after all that work, how do they possibly wind up getting that weight back on after all that work? Well, I would think never again, right? I guess that's not the case.
Yeah, that's what we all think. You know, when we lose a few pounds, we all think never again. But then what else pops into our head? Well, the diet's over. I got the weight I wanted. So now I can go back to eating what I like. I'll just eat a little bit less, and I'll keep the weight off. And does that ever work for anybody?
No, it doesn't work for me.
No, it doesn't. And there are a couple of challenges. One is a lot of those people totally nail the physical changes they had to make in order to be successful. So they got the diet right, they got new clothes, they got the exercise right. But the other pieces were left unattended to. So, for example, most of us carry weight, and we have other reasons for carrying it besides just food. So it may be protective. We may be thinking back without really being aware of it to times in childhood where something didn't go well, and we either used food to make ourselves feel better, or we ate food to make ourselves bigger so we felt that we were safer. There are a whole bunch of different scenarios, but unless we've at least acknowledged those things and figured out another way to be safe, for example, anytime we are back to normal, we're going to put the weight back on because that is our comfort zone.
That's the comfort zone, yeah. But, you know,
the comfort zone.
It just seemed, and, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, they realize, you think, well, I'm not going to eat in the morning. I'm going to skip breakfast, and I'll start the day off with saving some calories. But yet, isn't that go against the whole thing? Because your system would slow down, the metabolism would slow down, which thus would bring on more weight, right? So isn't it better to not just cut out eating, but do the proper diet? I mean, it could be more meals a day, actually.
It could, absolutely. From the diet side, and this is a really large kind of statement overall, almost any diet will work. You know, the question is it a diet that you're comfortable with for long term? So as an example, my wife loves to eat rice and fruit, and if you told her she needed to be on the ketogenic diet, she would just shake her head and tell you to go away. I'm the exact opposite. I love meat and cheese and different things like that, so I've basically done an Atkins diet, and it works for me. But the point is, the diet that needs to work is the diet that you can stay with for a longer period of time and not be saying, oh, it's over now, what can I eat? One of the really key things, though, is that I'll just say if you want to get at the real core of your weight and your eating is to ask yourself in a few quiet moments, what has my weight done for me? That's an unintuitive question to ask. But until you answer that question, you're going to keep it.
That's true.
Well, what
yeah,
I discovered, Greg, is that that is one of the hardest questions because you don't even want to admit that that's what's going on with you, especially I feel stronger because I'm bigger and they can't get me anymore. That's a hard one to get through, and a lot of us have it.
Exactly. Huh. Everyone wants to say, I want to lose weight. I'll make a New Year's resolution. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll lose weight. This year will be different. But until you actually answer that key question, it will come back.
Yeah. And now, so you don't necessarily have to cut out all the foods you enjoy. It's not like you're opening a door to misery as far as, you know, eating and the anticipation of a nice dinner somewhere. You don't have to cut all that out. It's just how you put it together with other foods and so on, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing is, what would it be like if you actually took control over what foods you liked and what foods you didn't like? Because we assume that the food that we like is like built into us. But it's exceptionally easy to take a food that you like and make it into a food that you don't like. You can do it in less than 5 minutes. And
how do
you
do that?
What's the secret to that?
All right, I'll give you a quick version. So just bring into your mind, it's easy if you close your eyes for a second, but bring into your mind how much you like this food that you like too much. And when you bring it into your mind, notice where the image is in your visual field, whether it's color, black and white, panoramic or framed, black and white or color. And then take that mental image, whatever it is, and push it as far away from you as you can. And then when you think you've pushed it far enough away, push it a whole lot further away. And if you can push it to the moon, that's even better. And what you'll find after you open your eyes again is that the desire for that particular food item will have decreased substantially.
Huh.
Amazing.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Now, how do people get in touch with you, get a better, you know, idea of how this whole approach of new mind, new body, how do we find out about it?
Newmindnewbody.com.
Well, the easiest thing is just to go to the website, newmindnewbody.com, and there's some information there, and there's some links there, one off to a free course that gives you some more information, and another to the book, which has all the information in it as well. And that's the easiest way to find out. Just go to the website, newmindnewbody.com.
And, you know, I was just going to throw this in. 76 million people were born between the baby boomers' years, 46 to 64. And here's just a couple of their top concerns. Here's top three or four. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and depression, eye problem. A lot of this, when I read, it's related to health issues. And, heart situation. And, you know, heart attack. I could imagine. I'd be the type of person with my luck. I'd have a heart attack while I'm doing playing a game of charades or something. But, you know, we have to we have to stay on top of that. And now, this is really something you're taking on. Have you now the social media world is helping you expand on this? You met Eric with the Easy Way situation.
Absolutely. For people who love Facebook, it's at New Mind New Body Book is the name of the group on Facebook, and you're welcome to check that out too.
Okay. And now you have the exercise situation. People have been sending, I'm reading some of this, how about exercise? Now, if you work with somebody, you have to take that with a grain of salt. You can't, you're not thinking that let's just do a lot of exercise and knock off this weight, correct? You have to do it in a pace. Take the pace, right?
Yeah, Jim, you totally hit the nail on the head. If you eat a giant piece of, say, chocolate cake at a restaurant that may come in at 600 calories or 800 calories, maybe even 1,000 at some of the restaurants, there is no amount of exercise you can do the rest of the day that will burn that many calories. And so exercise is great. It helps you build up some strength. It helps you build up some tone. It also can improve your basal metabolism rate, which is great. But you're not going to take care of a giant piece of chocolate cake with exercise alone. You have to modify food intake first.
You know, could that be when you sit there with this tempting piece of cake in front of you, or you're about to buy it at a restaurant, and you're sitting there, maybe if you interject that thought like, boy, I really want that cake, but look at what I have to do to burn off the energy. It might make you think a little bit about passing on that and maybe having an apple for dessert. I don't know.
Yep.
That wouldn't be as much
fun.
And
if you use that technique I just shared with everybody, where you're looking at that menu item, close your eyes and ask yourself, how much do I love this chocolate cake or whatever is on the menu? And then you push that mental representation as far away as you can, which, I mean, we did it in 30 seconds, right? So you could certainly do that in a restaurant and no one would think you were too strange. You can watch the degree that you want the cake reduce just by pushing it further out of your conscious field.
That's a great format you came up with. And, you know, there's a statement I like to use, the way in which you think determines the outcome. If somebody starts a program like this, yours is just right on the button with new mind, new body. The mental state has to be there, too. I mean, don't you have to kind of envision, say, Bob is at 300 pounds and he wants to get down to 2. With a new mind, new body, you have to kind of envision that. Wouldn't you put that in as a variable, too?
Absolutely. I think the key is being aligned throughout your entire being. So biologically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. And if all of those areas are in alignment, you're going to be successful in your weight loss. But if you're only working at it from the diet exercise side and you don't have the psychology or the spiritual component all together in alignment, something is going to pull you back into your old patterns.
Yeah.
Greg, thanks. This has been great information.
Oh, this is the greatest.
Everybody needs to go to newmindnewbody.com, get these tips on, because we're the fattest nation in the world, so we definitely need to work on it.
And others are catching up, too. Yeah.
And I really agree with the key that you have to find something that you can live with. It can't just be a diet because no one can live on a restrictive diet. It needs to be a way of life. So that's great information, Greg. Thanks for coming on to the show.
Greg, we want to have you on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hit the nail on the head. This is really
important. Thank you all so much for having me today.
All right. Dr. Gregory Brown, thanks for coming on. We know you're a busy guy, but we're going to have you on again, and this is good stuff. I love this.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Jim,
we will be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m. right here, same time, same place. Looking forward to it. And all of you out there, have a great week.
Have a great week. Stay healthy. Keep safe.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.